Proclamation number 3953 of 7th of January, 1947. Light bearers on earth, organs of spiritual light beings. Thoroughtivity. The beings of light always dwell close to earth in expectation that a soul will open itself for the ray of light from above. But people rarely turn their thoughts to the spiritual kingdom, and therefore only a few can be mentally influenced as it is helpful for their souls. People's will is far more turned towards the earthly world, and this drowns out the voice from the spiritual world. And that is why voices must also sound on earth. Voices must become loud in the midst of the worldly hustle and bustle which announce the same thing the beings of light would like to convey to people. People must convey to their fellow human beings what they've received from the kingdom of light, and thus they are, as it were, the organs through which the beings of light announce themselves, through which they make themselves heard for the spiritual gifts, for their mental emanation, which is intended to touch all people through them who open their hearts to the spiritual influx. The beings of light are constantly active because their help is urgently needed in the last time before the end. And thus they try to direct people's thoughts into the spiritual realm. They try to introduce them to the truth by guiding the ignorant to the knowledgeable or by initiating spiritual conversations in order to mentally influence the teachers and listeners and then exert their own influence on all those whose thoughts dwell on the questions raised. Then the right answer can reach them, it can be conveyed to them by the beings of light, then the beings of light can work according to their task. They can express their love for people by conveying the pure truth. They can be active and continuously distribute what they themselves receive from God. Spiritual knowledge which corresponds to the truth. Every spiritual conversation on earth is the work of these beings of light which diligently endeavor to guide the earthly children into right thinking and thus try to achieve this through mental transmission. If people do not offer resistance through to worldly an attitude, through worldly desire or conscious defense of spiritual thoughts. As soon as light bearers on earth work for the kingdom of God, the spiritual beings of light can work more successfully by also influencing the light bearers such that they express the right thoughts to their fellow human beings and have a stimulating effect on them through instruction. And thus spiritual work is continuously carried out on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom in order to reduce people's hardship, in order to mentally guide them onto the right path. For it has become urgently necessary in the last days before the end that people are instructed from above, that a light is kindled for them, that the truth is brought to them so that their souls can seek and also find the kingdom of God. For the time is approaching its end and the spiritual hardship on earth is so great that all spiritual beings full of light are ready to help on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.